10 meters? Okay, thank you. Half meter, that's right. Okay, well, it's time to move on, and I'd like to introduce the next speaker, which is Clive Neal of the University of Notre Dame, who's going to give us a talk on where we're going, titled Exploring the Moon in the 21st Century, the Lunar Exploration Roadmap.
All right, what don't I press and what do I press?
This one, advance forward.
Okay. All right, got you. That's all I need to know, right? We're going back to the moon. Any questions? Well, I thought we were pressed for time, so I cut to the chase. This is a talk in a lunar stratigraphy session. I have highlighted the word stratigraphy in my talk, but I won't be talking about it. The thing is that as part of the Lunar Exploration Analysis Group, we are putting together a community-based effort, and towards the end of the talk, I'll show you or give you some avenues of how the community can get involved with this as a roadmap that will build upon Apollo. And by build upon Apollo means that we don't abandon it after 3 years of exploration on the lunar surface. So what we've done here, there are a number of things that could go through. I could stand up here and put you all to sleep with a 60-minute talk about what has been going on, but I'm going to give you a brief overview and concentrate on one of our three themes. As we get moving, I just want to say what is the Lunar Exploration Analysis Group. This is somewhat different, I think. I don't know, many of you may have heard about MEPAG, Mars Exploration Something PAG, and we're a little different from that because we are not purely science driven. It's a little bit broader than that, and you can see that down at the bottom here. Down at the bottom here, we've got academia, industry, government, and the commercial sector involved in this effort in putting this roadmap together. So this actually stems from the president's speech a few years ago now. And as it says here, a fundamental goal of this vision is to advance the U.S. scientific, security, and economic interests through a robust space exploration program. And he then goes into a number of different things that we will do for no money. Implement a sustained and affordable human and robotic program to explore the solar system and beyond. Extend human presence across the solar system, starting with a human return to the moon by the year 2020 in preparation for human exploration of Mars and other destinations. Develop the innovative technologies, knowledge, and infrastructures both to explore and to support decisions about the destinations for human exploration, and promote international and commercial participation in exploration to further U.S. scientific, security, and economic interests. And this is where what forms the foundation of the Lunar Exploration Roadmap. There have been many other efforts in the past, since Apollo, to put together a roadmap for lunar exploration. That has not been ignored. And I hope I point it out in my slides as we go on. We're going to point it out now, is that this builds upon what has already been done, but takes it to that next step, because in order for this to be sustainable, this last bullet from the president's speech is very, very important. So this was the charge that we got from the NASA Advisory Council, and we're developing this Lunar Goals Roadmap that we've termed the Lunar Exploration Roadmap. It maps science goals to objectives and observations and to observations and measurements. It gives an assessment of needed technology developments, areas of potential coordinated activities for commercial and international participation, and potential feed-forward activities for the exploration of Mars and beyond. So, you know, just a little thing you can rattle off in an afternoon. So the charge was very broad and quite daunting, but we girded our collective loins and move forward. And this is what we are developing. You'll notice here, this is 2008. This doesn't mean to say it's going to stop in 2008. This is going to be a living document that will be revised continually as we get more information, as we get more ideas and further input. It will be a living document. We won't just finish it and say that's it. That's another one for the archives, but something that will be regularly updated. And you can see here, this is a brief list of the folks that have really given a lot of time and effort in developing this particular version of the roadmap. And it's probably the hardest one, given the broadness of the charge, and actually getting the version one pulled together. Once we've got something to iterate from, I think version two will be a little easier. But so what I'm going to do now is to get into why we are going back to the moon. And if you listened to Paul Spoudis the other day, he said it was learn to live and work productively on another world. And that's very true in essence. But what we've done is we've broken it down into these three themes, and what I've termed the science theme, pursue scientific activities to address fundamental questions about the solar system, the universe, and our place in them. Now that's pretty broad, so we're going to delve a little deeper into that one. The feed forward theme, use the moon to prepare for future missions to Mars and other destinations. And then the sustainability theme extends sustained human presence to the moon to enable eventual settlement. And these themes have been on the web for community input. We received over 62 pages of community input, which we have then used in a recent meeting at the beginning of September, pre-Ike down at the LPI, to drive down to objectives and investigations. So there are cross-cutting themes, and again, one of these is what Paul alluded to or spoke about at the beginning of this conference, learn to live and work productively on another world. Expand Earth's economic sphere to encompass the moon and pursue lunar activities with direct benefits to life on Earth. Strengthen existing and create new global partnerships. Engage, inspire, and educate the public. And I say this maps back to what already has been done. And if you go to what used to be known as the Global Exploration Strategy, that tries to encourage and facilitate international participation. This is actually taken directly from that particular document. And as we move on then, what I'm going to do is just focus on the science theme. We're in a science conference, so I'm going to briefly touch on themes 2 and 3, but I want to focus on the science theme itself. Now, within that theme, there are a number of goals. Understand the formation, evolution, and current state of the moon. Use the moon as a witness plate for solar system evolution. Use the moon as a platform for astrophysical, heliophysical, and Earth observing studies. And use the unique lunar environment as a research tool. So these are the four goals that come under our science theme as it stands at the moment. And now I'm not going to read each one of these, but what I want to point out that under this this first goal that I mentioned in the previous slide, there are a number of objectives. And I just want to point out stratigraphy. Okay. And again here, these numbers in blue here represent the number of individual investigations that have been highlighted from our initial meetings as being worthy of pursuit. Now what's going to happen once we get through this and put these all together, these will go on the web for community input, and again, towards the end of this talk I'll be telling you how you can access that. If we go to using the moon as a witness plate, again, we've got two objectives under here with nine different investigations. So this is something that we're starting to break down. We haven't got it down to the measurement scale yet, and for the first version of this roadmap, we probably won't. I think it will be enough just to put it out there and then leave it to the next group to come along and revise that. Now this one is really all-encompassing and rather a mammoth task, because we're actually now involving three different communities. Use the moon for astrophysical, heliophysical, and Earth observing studies. And again here we've got the three basic objectives, but a number of different investigations put forth under there. And I will say that for the astrophysical and the heliophysical aspects of this, their presentations have been made to those subcommittees of the NASA Advisory Council for their input, and to bring them up to speed with what we are doing in terms of their subject, or what we would like to do in terms of their subject on the moon when we go back. So the final one is something that I thought was a little strange when it came up, but I managed to keep my mouth shut for one of the few times. Use the unique lunar environment as a research tool. And what I was surprised is that there's a lot of microgravity research that could be done once we are established on the moon. And I put these both up there because there's actually another slide of this that I'm not going to show. There's a few communities out there that really think that we can use the unique environment on the moon to further research, and microgravity is one of those, and that actually overlaps with biomedical, looking at, for example, a physiology effects on humans. We've got the Earth gravity, and we've got zero G or microgravity on station, but then what happens on moon's gravity? Is there a linear progression of effects, or is there some sort of dip, or is there a peak somewhere along the line? We just don't know that, and that's something that's really important for feed forward to Mars, for the long term exposure to low gravity as the trip to Mars is taken, and hopefully the trip back. So for theme two, I'm just going to concentrate on here the goals and the themes two and three. This is our feed forward theme, and the first goal: identify and test technologies on the moon to enable robotic and human solar system science and exploration. Use the moon as a testbed for mission operations and exploration techniques to reduce the risks and increase the productivity of future missions to Mars and beyond. And here we're actually involving the MEPAG group and getting their input, because they have their own goals document. And again, we're not going to reinvent the wheel if it's already been done, because we're lazy that way. But it's important to bring, you know, to have synergy between these programs, and we're trying to talk to as many people as we can, including the lunar architecture folks who are putting this all together, to get their input, because what we're trying to do is to say, look, this is what the community is saying needs to be done during the next era of lunar exploration. We don't want the architecture to inhibit that. It needs to be enabling. So we're trying to forge our alliances there also. Now, the theme three is extend sustained human presence to the moon to enable eventual settlement. We've got five goals in this now. This has undergone a major revision, but one is expand science. You need to provide the science support services there. So there's going to be crossovers back to previous themes as well. We need the infrastructure in order to enable the science to be done. Expand human exploration, expand in-space and surface transportation capabilities beyond initial NASA transportation architecture to discover and reach new territories. The big thing about having global access on the moon is very important for science. In order to go to different places, you saw this morning, I forget which presentation it was, but there are a number of targets. I think it was Sam's. Yeah, a number of target localities that are important for science. Well, it would be good to be able to get there. So that's where this goal comes from. Enhance security, protect and benefit Earth, and guarantee peace and safety for both settlers and for the home. Now, this is not thinking that we're going to have Taliban come in and do something, but more on the lines of impacts and radiation, solar flares, so on and so forth. Promote space commerce. Promote and enable the creation of value and wealth from space-related activities that satisfy human needs. Enable space economic activity to benefit Earth and the lunar settlement. That should be settlement. And to enable NASA to explore beyond the moon. This is an important one. We need to get the private sector involved. Yep. Peace to you. I'm almost done. And then sustaining human presence on the moon. We need to be able to sustain that. In terms of medical facilities and also economic. So how can you help? Now, I put up here, this is the League website. It's hosted by the LPI. And if you go to that website, this page will come up. And what you can then do, there's a little box down here, League Indication of Interest. You can fill out all your details, including your bank statement, the usual stuff. But then you will be contacted when the website becomes available for community input and comment on these goals, objectives, and investigations. The other way you can do it is to join the Lunar List server. If you haven't, you can just simply send an email to me. I'll put you on that list server, and the same notice will go out via the Lunar L as goes out to the League participants. So the big thing I want to leave you with is that we're going back to the moon. And hopefully we're going back to the moon to stay. But NASA needs a transition strategy from the moon to allow it to go to Mars. We've been talking about... got to Mars. Look at that. We've been talking about budgets and Wall Street going down, and we're in definite limited budgets here. So in order for NASA to go to Mars, it's got to have this transition strategy. But we don't want to abandon the infrastructure that's been set up. It can still be used for science and commercial purposes. So commercial on-ramps are vital. And many of these center around in-situ resource utilization capabilities. And they're also important for feed-forward focus to Mars and beyond. So as we go through this roadmap, we are also highlighting potential areas where there could be significant encouragement for commercial on-ramps at an early stage in the next years of lunar exploration. So I'll leave you with that. Any questions?
We have time for one quick question. I see back there.
Oh, except from Jeff.
It gets specified when you get drive down into the objectives under that theme. All I concentrated on here was the science objectives, but it is there in several places.
Okay, thank you. Okay, we'll move.